Hey guys, welcome to Entitled and Bridled. About 2 weeks late. I am here very, very late. I don't know what's going on. I thought Alex was going to do one, and then he didn't. And I've tried to get in contact with him the past couple days. He hasn't gotten in contact with me.
I think he's going to make Mystery Men 2 or something like that.
All right, this is my friend Micah Jordan. He was on the vidcast lying down all bored. But tonight he wants to be fun and up in everybody's face. So, disgrace. Screw what?
It's a disgrace.
I better turn this down in case it gets pretty big. We're playing right now the 28 Days Later theme, or that's what's become collectively known as. It's really called In a Heartbeat by John Murphy. It's featured prominently in the movie and in 28 Weeks Later, which me and Micah saw on Friday. Micah, what'd you think?
I thought it was very good. It had some great thriller scenes that just really got to me.
Okay, I'm going to seriously tell you about it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was about 90% of the original. What would you say? You say that's a good estimate?
Yeah.
Like, just as good?
Oh, yeah. It just totally
it really, it honestly stands alone, really. But the first one's better. I mean, it is better just because
it's has a
more
cool
real. Yeah.
I don't know. It just has, like,
the second one does seem bigger, like, on a grander scale. But it's got one scene with this helicopter that is amazing.
Yeah.
Micah turned to me in the theater and said, that's probably one of the greatest scenes ever put to film.
Yes.
He probably could take that back now, but we were excited at the time.
Yeah.
Like little school children. So enjoy this little background check. Let's see. I apologize for our long delay between these.
I'm
hope
sure
you guys
everyone
enjoy-
listening to this will
forgive. Yeah,
you.
I know.
The masses will forgive.
All three of you. I'm sure that you enjoyed the vidcast. Did everyone enjoy the vidcast? I've heard there was some problems downloading it, but that's okay. And, you guys, genuinely, I want you to say something, because you said you weren't going to. Say something.
206.
Hey, guys.
206. I want, okay, another 206 moment. I think we've talked about this on here. Oh, there it is. Oh, man, how can you not like this track? It's amazing. Just, I think of zombies running after me and
yeah, I feel
my vision shaking and
people
stuff.
People that have red eyes chasing
I will me. Say, oh, should I say that they leave it open for I don't care. They leave it open for a sequel. Another one, a third one, and I'm not going to tell you. It's amazing. Enjoy it. Don't
later.
Say it.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, it could be called 28 months later. That's what we're guessing on.
I mean, duh.
Or 24 seconds later. That would be kind of lame, though.
18 seconds later.
Why 18?
Because it takes 18 seconds from the morning.
Oh, that is true.
Maybe.
I don't think that would be very good.
No, because it would be like a lot of 18 seconds.
Our good buddy Harold Perrineau, who plays the gone Michael from the island, is in 28 Weeks Later playing a helicopter pilot. It's fun to hear him cuss. He's the whole time,
shit.
He's like, whoa, I mean zombies! It's great.
That was a bad joke.
I know, I said it at the movie theater.
You said it earlier today at Plato's, too.
Yeah,
you've
well, I did it backwards at
times.
You. Well, I'm sorry that you guys, I hang around you guys, all right? You need to just chill out and listen to the dropout.
So we can reuse humor here?
Oh, there's no dropout. The sine waves are gone. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't been doing much this summer lately. Been working. Just finished season one of Lost again. Went through it.
Season 5 of Scrubs.
Me and Ginny got into that. And, ooh, it's quiet now. And ominous. So, okay. I do want to say, Alex, if you're listening to this, I probably need to call you to find out how to put it up again. I don't remember, but please, I want to know that you're not dead. I don't know if you're in Africa or not. I don't remember.
If he's listening to this, you don't need help putting
it
up.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Oh, Ginny. Ginny coming through with continuity errors. Anyway,
Radius.
This song's almost over. What was it? 4 minutes, 16 seconds? Okay, we're about done. This week, it's kind of odd. I got into a huge thing with them, like, this past couple weeks. And I have to get it off my chest. This band.
Yeah.
Don't. Hey, shh. I was going to do Shiny Toy Guns because they had some interesting story on them.
Right.
I'm going to hold that off. Was also going to do Action Action, which is really bizarre. I'm going to hold that off, too. Instead, what I did not expect is The Killers is my band this week.
My gosh!
You want to do it?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Why
Ready?
Would you do it?
3, 2, 1. Heartache! Yeah, it's from When You Were Young, Heartache. He says a line. His voice sounds so raw on this album. At first, I hated it. Listened to it once. Didn't remember a thing besides Interlude and Exitlude, which we played on here before. Then I decided to listen to it again. Christmas burned it. Listened to it. Didn't really care about it again. Got back into it after me and my friend Ryan saw Shiny Toy Guns. Got in the car, listened to Hot Fuss. And I fell in love with that CD again. I was like, I'll try Sam's Town again, and I love it now. I think it's amazing. I think anybody who didn't give it a chance the first time and who's like, oh, the Killers suck, meh, then you're an idiot. I think you should try it again.
Yeah, it's kind of like smoking. Like, the first time, you don't really enjoy it, but when you go back to it...
Ow! Did y'all hear that? I just slapped him in the face.
Literally.
Jeff knows what I'm talking about. Slapping the face. That was really hard. I just wanted it to make a sound.
Yeah, well...
I should have done that.
I'm glad I could be of service.
Anyway. You okay? You seem kind of down now.
Shut up. Just let me...
We need to go because these aren't supposed to be this long. Anyway... Anybody? Okay, no.
What,
Alex.
No?
Alex would have said it. Never mind. So I got some fun little trivia on the Killers right here. I mean, I'm sure you guys know the lead singer Brandon Flowers is incredibly cocky, but he got into some word battles with the Bravery and Fall Out Boy, saying they're riding on the coattails of the Killers. And I completely agree with the Bravery. I think they're just a poor man's Killers. I don't really like them that much. They got a couple songs that are okay. That pissed off Fall Out Boy. They share the same A&R guy, and that made him mad. And I think this is funny. Kooning, which I don't know what member of the band he is. He might be the guitarist. I don't know who he is. Dave Kooning. Anyway, he said about Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy, and then he said, all those bands, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, they're only influenced by each other and Blink-182. How can that be a good thing? Funny stuff. Anyway, guess not. Laugh. All right, this I completely agree with. Okay, it says, Flowers has recently gone on record claiming that Green Day's politically driven concept album, American Idiot, displays calculated anti-Americanism. He explained that he has problems with the album content itself and also the fact that the band's recent live DVD, Bullet in a Bible, was filmed overseas. The taping of the concert featured on Bullet in a Bible shows thousands of English fans singing along to American Idiot. He said, I just thought it was really cheap to go to a place like England or Germany and sing that song. Those kids aren't taking it the same way that he meant it, and Billy Joe Armstrong knew that.
Well, they could never be an American idiot. I mean, because they're
well, I know, but they're singing it as like, na-na-na-na-na, look at them, stupid American idiots. I mean,
yeah,
it
totally takes it out of context.
Yeah, it really does.
Just kind
of. And he's stating that he feels Green Day's DVD is a bit of a stunt. He went on to say that he feels the Killers' most recent release, Sam's Town, is a much more accurate representation of American culture. And I don't know if that's right, but it's definitely good. The song I'm doing is off Sam's Town, which Brandon Flowers himself said is probably one of the best albums of the past 20 years. Don't really know about that.
Wow.
He's pretty cocky, like I said. But the song I'm doing is Why Do I Keep Counting? I think this song like needs to be at the end of a musical. Like, it's the last final number. Just think of that. And then build. That's Volvo commercials.
Probably not. But.
Anyway, I think it's amazing. What does it say? Penultimate track on their second album, released October 2006. The lyrics of the song have to do with lead singer Brandon Flowers' phobia of flying and airplanes. So, well, I guess I was a little off. The beginning of the song has a bell riff and breathy vocals. Well, that's weird. Why does it tell you what's on the song? Anyway, I think you guys will enjoy it. Just listen to it. I mean, it's got some fun lyrics. My favorite line is, if all our days are numbered, then why do I keep counting? It's an interesting thought. So here it is. Shut up.
Deep.
Why do I keep counting by the Killers.
I love watching that thing go up as you talk.
What, the sine waves?
Yeah, silence for a second.
Whoa. That was Micah screeching. Enjoy.
There's a plane and I am flying. There's a mountain waiting for me. Oh, these years have been so trying. I don't know if I can use them. Am I strong? We'll be right back.
curtain closed. I mean, it's just perfect, I think. When it gets quiet, they should have a spotlight, and he's walking along the street sad, and it's the end of a musical. Anyway, that's my only thoughts. I'm done here. You guys got anything to say?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Something pertinent that people need to hear that's not just dumb rambling just because you want to hear yourself
Let
talk.
Let him do it.
Okay,
what do
go.
You have to say?
This
Final
is my
word.
Friend Micah Jordan, everyone. Remember this.
Okay, you know that scene where in Jurassic Park 2 where the raptors...
What was Jurassic Park 2 called?
The Lost World?
Okay, there you go. You didn't have to ask it like a question,
Sorry.
But that's okay.
It was a guess.
What is the Lost
yeah.
World?
What is... Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Okay. I'll take the penis mightier. No, that's the pin is mightier.
Family Guy?
Are you going to go?
Guy?
No.
Oh, I'm waiting okay. for you
guys. Celebrity Jeopardy, SNL.
Dink.
What else? What were you going to say? What scene from The Lost World?
Yeah, when the raptor's trapped behind the door, remember that? She slams, traps him behind the door, and he starts calling for help.
Yeah, what about it?
I had like a moment like that.
Is that not the third one?
No, it's the second one.
It's the second one?
Promise.
Who traps him?
I don't
Julianne
remember.
Moore?
I don't remember.
The redhead.
Yeah, sure.
You don't remember? You're making this up.
No,
you're,
Chase.
Okay, go.
I am not
okay,
making
finish.
This up.
This better have some kind of juicy moral nugget to it or something.
No.
It does not
it
make
will.
Me want to kill myself.
Just let him
no, I had a moment today. There was a butterfly sitting on the window.
Oh my gosh.
No, there was, and it started moving its antennas.
Is this your rainbow setup?
I put my hand over it and trapped it, and it was moving its... whatever, feelers on my hand.
Really? This happened? Where? Where was this?
At my house.
Really? At your house?
And three more butterflies
where
landed on the door to help it. They
where
didn't really do
house?
Anything. They just kind of...
Outside?
Callie's window.
You were lying.
Callie's window.
What were you doing in Callie's room?
It was outside, Chase. Why
were
there be
outside?
Butterflies in her room?
Why were you... I don't know. Callie
just
smells
it's
nice.
It's yellow.
Why would you be outside?
Because
of Callie's
I
window.
Was walking back and I saw the butterfly.
Walking back from what?
Walking back from going to drop my dad's postal stuff off.
Really?
Yes.
Butterfly.
Right before
in your
the
house.
Storm.
Anyway,
right before
okay.
the storm.
Hey, this isn't true. Michael doesn't. Michael. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Micah doesn't live in a house. He doesn't. They don't own a
Chase,
house.
Why'd you have to tell him that?
What, Jenny?
Just let him finish. I really
oh,
want
he's
to hear
done.
About the butterflies.
He's
Help
done.
Me.
He's just, totally done.
Help. He's done.
What's the moral?
No, what is it? What is the moral?
You had to
tell
speak.
Your rainbow joke.
The
and
moral
we'll
is that
how the dinosaurs have anything to do with it?
Yeah, what is this? What? Because they because the butterfly was calling for help.
Yeah, it's just showing how nature is a team as well as we are. You know, like humans can work together to help each other out, and I think that we should take, you know, this lesson as them working together to be better at. Working together.
You're a freaking
You're ridiculous.
Idiot. You are a freaking idiot.
You pulled that out of nowhere.
That's got to be one of the dumbest things. No, wait, no. What was the dumbest thing he said earlier? What was it? If Mr. and Mrs. Tickle have a kid and name it Tess, what? Tell them the joke.
Testicle.
I don't think they get it. Oh, really? You get it? Oh, you guys got it.
Oh,
okay. No, seriously, tell your rainbow joke and we're getting out of here.
What's the rainbow joke?
You were going to make fun of Alex.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
Alex,
you do.
I don't know
well,
where you're going
I
with
would,
the dinosaurs.
I would not make fun of you, Alex.
That's bull crap. He had a stellar rainbow joke earlier. You're making fun of prisms and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it.
Just you forgot
move,
it?
Move on.
All right. Should we leave?
Yeah.
You guys want to say bye? Normally, just say bye. Can you say just one word bye? Can you do it?
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. And with that, Untitled Unbridled is signing. Oh, Jenny says bye. And
can
I say
you say
bye.
It like I'm not here.
Oh,
Jenny
totally,
says bye.
Well, you didn't want to be on this at all.
But I'm here.
It's 17 minutes. That's
Audio
ridiculous.
5.
That's like, ooh.
Yeah.
All right, guys. See you later.